Would you give your mum, dad, aunt or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising
people. Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Soho Theatre and welcome to Mr. Game Show. Please welcome to the stage the host of Mr. Game Show. It's Mike Wozniak. It's Mr. Game Show! Thank you. Thank you. Welcome. Welcome. Catch. Thank you. One person. One person. Can we try that again? Catch.
Phrase.
Good. I mean, does that feel right to you as an audience? I'm really struggling with this catchphrase thing. I have spent some money on this. I went to the guys who sort of did Bruce and Les and all the Jimmies back in the day, and they're expensive. So they were only able to give me the sort of the first part of the catch. They gave me some early parts and said I could then workshop it with an audience. I mean, are you happy to try out some of these? We could workshop a bit tonight. Yeah, see what comes up. And one of them they've given me is, "Who's your daddy?" So we had "You're the Daddy" and "Father." "Father," I think, is more distinctive. I'm going to make a note of that. We've got "What's up, cock?"
The last tube.
Glass tube. Very literal interpretation, right? I think. Okay, I mean, they give me one more. These cost me hundreds of pounds, you must understand. Easy peasy squeezy.
Lemon.
Some lemons. Lemons, but said with a great deal of melancholy. So, okay, back to the drawing board and possibly try and get a refund. Let's welcome to the stage our glorious co-host for this evening, ladies and gentlemen, it's Diane Morgan! Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you, Diane. Again, your intro music is... probably will do. Thank you. Intro music... Diane, welcome to the show. I gather you've got a... You've got a tip for us this week. What's your tip of the week?
Oh, if you can smell fish, it's off.
No. No, this is like a show business tip.
A show business tip?
I was understanding there was going to be...
Wear a nice, clean shirt when you're going to do a show.
That's it?
Show him your sleeve.
I'm not going to show them my sleeve. This is an audio...
Honestly.
It's an audio podcast.
You've got to see his shirt. Show him your sleeve.
There's not... Okay, I mean, this is not making it to the... It's just... There's just been a... This is not going to make it to the final edit. There was just an ironing... There's a hole on the left... On the right sleeve. Apparently, you can't iron this shirt. It's not made of a material that is... It's purest silk.
So unprofessional.
Purest silk or something, anyway. It's just a hole. It's just a sort of...
Shall I bring the guests on?
Yeah, go on. Go on, then.
All right. Welcome to the stage, Phil Wang!
Hey. Hey. Yeah? Thank you. Thanks, Anne.
Ouch! Oh!
Not many people are aware that Phil Wang is the son of Bruce Lee and Vanessa Redgrave. His favourite film is On Golden Pond. Mm-hmm. Our second guest tonight is Brett Goldstein! Hey.
Big lead in my hand.
I'm not going to pull it away.
Not many people get that treatment.
Brett Goldstein was born inside a brothel in Spain. He's extremely good at playing short, good-looking foreign men.
Thank you.
Welcome, Phil and Brett. Diane, very tactile with you there. Brett, not...
Was she not that tactile with Phil?
She's not normally tactile with anyone.
She's making up for it now.
That's more sort of petting or pawing or...
Well, it's now just quite a hard massage.
Kneading. I don't think he needs kneading.
I do. I'm very tense.
But welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You guys have got form. You know each other, right?
Yeah, I know Phil Wang.
You've gigged out there. Are you happy to be adversaries?
It's kind of what we were born to do.
Yeah. Have you got... Again, already, Diane, it's too early to be cracking open the tins. If you have to do that, can you do it away from the microphone?
Drink Walker.
This is not sponsored. This is not sponsored by any strong Polish lagers. Christ.
Is it sponsored by anything? Do you have any sponsors yet?
Well, Dave, I mean, you know, facilitated the whole thing. I mean, I don't know what they would think about you flagrantly drinking. Have you got a sponsorship deal on the side with Polish vodka?
Walker, yes, with Walker. Drink Walker.
Am I likely to see a cut of that?
Nope.
Oh, right. Diane, let's see if the prizes tonight reflect in any way our contestants' dreams.
Oh, the prize tonight is a weekend stay at a Marriott Hotel in Milton Keynes.
Wicked.
Don't think that's what we agreed.
No. I gave the original prize to the refugees.
Oh, that's not true, is it? No. Not true. Okay.
What was the original prize?
Washing machine.
Bloody good one as well. I would like to know what has happened to that washing machine, but that's for another time. That's for after the show. Yes, you will have noticed budget reasons mean that we don't have any buzzers. So the audience will be your buzzers. And Brett, your side of the room will be your buzzer, and Phil, your side of the room will be your buzzer. You can choose. You can either give your side of the audience a noise to replicate when you stick an arm in the air, or you can employ audience hive brain and see what noise they generate spontaneously. It's up to you. Brett, you go first.
Can I see what they do, and if I don't like it,
okay,
I'll give them a different one.
Stick your hand in the air, and then they'll know.
Can I ask you, would you mind doing a noise?
What's your name, sir?
Tom, would you mind doing a noise? I feel bad now. I can't.
Tom is literally crumpled into a C shape.
I know, and I hate being picked on as an audience, and I've literally just done it because you're the only person I can see because of the light. You don't have to do it, but
unless I'm Tom was your answer to his buzzer.
Okay, from now on, when I go like that, this lot has to go, "I'm Tom," and then crumple. And that's my buzzer. Thank you, Tom.
Okay, let's try that out. Maybe try.
It's a great buzzer.
Very good. Phil, sort your buzzer out.
Is anyone on my side called Siobhan?
I'm not sure about rhyming buzzers. I mean, this is. I just
feel like a Siobhan would nail this.
Okay.
Okay, madam, you seem to be enjoying me the most. Would you?
Very oddly phrased. Phrased.
What could you suggest a siren noise, a siren song for this song. Phil, yeah, let's keep it simple.
But a similar, I'm but not in Tom.
Yeah. No, it isn't. It is inconsistent. But,
okay, that's fine.
But still simple. And okay,
can't
so
you shout Siobhan? That's what he wants.
Well, she's got a fair point.
Okay.
So hang on. So is the buzzard Phil or I'm not Siobhan? Or I am Siobhan?
It's a full sentence. Phil, I'm not Siobhan.
Okay. Let's test that out, please. Check your arm in the air.
Okay. Phil, I'm not Siobhan.
Right, I'm Tom. You got your work cut out for you.
Yeah. To be honest, I mean, your tactic was to go for speed. I think you're onto something there.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, Phil is going to really struggle to get in there with that buzz.
He might know the answers, but he'll never get to say them.
Yeah.
I'm going to stretch this podcast out.
Okay. Let's enjoy one of my sweet jingles. It's time for Know Your Enemy. Know your enemy, know your enemy. Know your enemy, know your enemy.
Break it down.
Break it down.
Know Your Enemy is the name of the game. Get quizzed on the other mother sharing the stage. The more you know about their vice and felonies, the more points you get at the expense of your enemy. They fake their own death or be convicted for flashing. Do they prefer chips or a mustard mash for their dinner? Want to make them a wreck? Should have tapped the phone, done a background check. Know Your Enemy. Know Your Enemy. This round is Know Your Enemy. Break it down.
Break it down. It's Know Your Enemy. We've got a special version of Know Your Enemy tonight. It's called Who Am You? This round, are you literally going to eat a pot of noodle in the middle of me? Like, you keep wandering off stage. You couldn't just do that in the green room or backstage or...
They don't mind, do you? See?
There's corn in it.
Corn in it.
This is chicken and
corn?
Mushroom.
Don't want to know about the... Yeah. Who am you? I mean, let's see how much research you guys have done. You each have precisely 1 minute to describe your opponent, and you will be awarded facts for... You will be awarded points for facts, exclusive insights, and essence. Okay? You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, well, who's going to go first? It's going to be... Meep. Brett. Here's your scenario. Amnesia in entertainment is still very sexy after the Bourne franchise. Each of you will have 1 minute to describe your opponent to themselves, and you'll be awarded points for facts, exclusive insights, and essence. In both your cases, the opponent has lost all memory of themselves, including their name. Brett.
Yeah.
Phil has been found bobbing around in the North Atlantic and dragged onto a fishing boat. He found your name and number written on his hand and has called you to find out who the hell he is. You've got 1 minute. Take it away, Brett.
Phil, you're an amazing comedian, and you talk a lot about race. You have interesting views on things, like you like Russell Peters. You think he's good,
even though everyone else doesn't.
And and you're very surprisingly. I can't finish that. All right, you're really good in bed, really good. And you're very good with women, but you play a little game of like, oh, no, little old me, I don't know, and then close it all over the shop. And you've also got, look down and you'll see it. And you're very clever. You went to like a proper university, but unlike most people that went to that particular university, you're not a prick. And ultimately, you're a great guy, but you're going to have to get back on stage and do some stand-up and remember your jokes. But you were just on the telly with them, so just watch it back.
Brett Goldstein, ladies and gentlemen, well done.
Thanks.
We have learned that Phil has got game, as it turns out, from that. Diane, how many points has Brett got after that?
Brett's got four.
4 points. 4 home truths in that. Phil, Brett was found unconscious, upside down in a railway station vending machine. He's just woken up after 6 months in a coma and remembers nothing other than the fact he knows you. You've been summoned to fill him in on the gaps. Take it away. 1 minute.
Brett, you're not as good in bed as I am, but still okay. You're very handsome and you've got a good physique that you've worked hard on and deserve. The hair on your head is not yours. Your real hair is darker and shorter. Don't believe the lies. You're about 5'11". And you're also a fantastic comedian and a good friend. You've offered on numerous occasions to help me lose weight. At first it was very kind, but now it's starting to become quite insulting. You look great in a t-shirt, and you have the spirit of someone far younger and the wisdom of someone far older.
I love
Phil Wang. And I think that last point, I think we saw some of that game that Brett was talking about.
That's what I'm saying.
Based on the response from the audience. Diane, how many points did Phil get for that?
Phil. Phil got 30.
30 points.
That's fair.
Extraordinary. One every 2 seconds. That is unprecedented. Well done, Phil. Okay. Audience, this is very much your round. It's time for crowd noise.
Crowd makes some noise. The contestants will guess what the noise could be. Crowd makes some noise. Use your mouths or limbs. Don't sit there silently. The noise could be a creature or a person or a vehicle or a thing. If the noise was the noise of a microwave, you might make a noise like ping, ping. Crowd makes some noise like the noise of a sponge or a dog or a wind-up toy. Crowd makes some noise, make some audible noise. Please crowd the round, it's crowd noise. Crowd noise, crowd noise, crowd noise. Crowd makes some noise.
Too long, isn't it?
I think we keep saying...
May I say?
They're getting longer. I think they are getting longer.
There's some shorter ones coming up. Okay.
Okay.
In this round, our studio audience will be asked to make the noise of a thing. It's then a race for our contestants to guess what the thing is. The audience has already been showing their first thing. The audience is not allowed to use words or physical signals. Obviously, contestants have to buzz in, which can be complicated, but because the audience is making noise. But yeah, we'll work around it. You ready, crowd? You understand, contestants?
But we're still using buzzers.
They're making a noise. You've got to guess what it is. You're still using buzzers, which is them making noise. But we thrive on hope here.
Okay.
Are you ready, crowd?
Yeah.
Take it away. Phil Wang.
A wood block.
No, it's not a wood block.
I think so. Keep going, crowd.
Going.
Let's keep going. Brett?
Are you playing ping pong underwater?
No.
No, I don't know what this is, but Diane says no. Good on you, something we keep going.
Is it
Phil?
A horse galloping sarcastically.
Diane, is that the right answer? Sounds good to me.
No, it's better than the real answer, though.
What is it? Right. So we might as well give Phil a point then, you say?
Yeah.
Okay, well done, Phil. What was it?
The answer was a game of conkers.
All right. Yeah.
See?
Let's have the next one, Diane. If you're ready, crowd, take it away. Phil.
Is it a room of people being quite insensitive about a mental disorder?
I don't know. I can't tell if that's wrong or if they're continuing to be insensitive.
No.
Okay, let's try again.
Oh.
They've stopped. That's unusual. Brett?
A cuckoo clock at 3 o'clock.
There we go.
Brett gets half a point.
Half a point. Come on. It's time for Vox Pops. Vox Pops. Sweet Vox Pops. What popped out of the pops is Vox. It's Vox Pops. Vox Pops. This is Vox Pops. It's another Diane round. Diane has been out and about gathering facts, and she's asked just some pops, just some people on the street, just to give us some facts. She's asked them some questions. They've given their answers, which are now facts. We're going to play those answers, and you have to guess what Diane has asked them. Let's have the first answer, please.
Spray him in the eye with Jean-Paul Gaultier.
spray him in the eye with Jean-Paul Gaultier. I should make it clear, I don't really know where Diane goes in her spare time, where she does this. What was the question that Diane asked that strange gentleman? Brett?
If you worked in Harrods at the perfume counter and someone was rude to you, what would you do?
Is that right, Diane? Diane's wandered off again. Make another pot noodle? What are you doing? Holy crap!
What?
Are you alright?
I was in the toilet, what?
Never mind. Phil, have you got any idea what the question might be? Go and finish at least, mate. Any idea, Phil?
I'm finding it hard to think of an alternative to Brett, something Brett's pretty...
Well, let's see what... I've got no idea. Let's see what the answer is.
What's the worst thing you can do to a sailor?
No. That makes sense.
What is a Jean-Paul Gaultier?
It's what? Like a perfume that looks like a sailor.
It's a sort of man, it's a clothing range, and it's in here it's the fragrance.
Oh, it's the one in the, and the bottle is the guy in the swimming suit.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I
know the bottle.
What does that mean?
I mean what I say, mate. I
okay. Let's have the next answer, please.
Bread.
Bread. But what did Diane ask that lady that provoked her so that she said bread?
What colour is my hair?
Bread. I think Diane has bread colour hair.
Oh, bread.
Bread, yeah.
Oh, I had red, I'm sorry.
All right.
What food does my hair look like?
What food does my hair? Very similar answers. Very similar. Let's see what the question was.
What's the worst name to give to a child?
I mean, it's a reasonable answer, isn't it? But it's... I don't know. Let's have what is, I hope, the last answer in this round.
Montel Jordan.
Montel Jordan. 90s throwback. Well, what's the question? In case anyone's wondering what's going on, Diane is open to a packet of sherbet dip dats and has poured that down her plunge dress. It's a direct hit on the plunge. Talk about pulling focus. So Montel Jordan was the answer. What was the question?
What is the worst name to call your dad?
It's a reasonable guess given what we've had so far. Phil, it's quite hard for you to answer because Diana's chosen to sit less than a third of an inch away from you while she eats her sherbet dip dap. While she dips and while she daps. But importantly, Phil, is she working you or are you working her? I don't know.
To be honest, even I'm finding it hard to tell. Long Tail Jordan.
No. Montel Jordan, who's a kind of like a 90s American TV host, not Long Tail Jordan, who I assume is some sort of Mark Twain character.
I thought
slave.
I thought maybe it was like an extinct animal.
Right. So then,
the long-tailed Jordan.
Let's have... I mean, to be honest, long-tailed Jordan might be the correct answer to... I mean, let's just have the bloody question, shall we?
Who is the least famous person in the world?
So what are the scores at the end of that, Diane?
The scores at the end of that round are Brett with 15 and... Sorry, what's your name?
Phil.
Phil has 300!
Right. Okay. It's time for sound charades.
Sound charades, 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 also known as sound charades, sound charades, sound charades, sound charades, sound charades, sound charades, sound charades.
What? There's a bit of protest about the jingle at the back there. Do we know which one it's supposed to be?
Sound charades.
Yeah. What are you basing that on? Do what? Basing it on childhood. Yeah. I mean, that's... I mean, this just sounds like a trap. I'm not walking into it, mate, all right? Good luck to you. In this round, our contestants will go behind a screen and perform a sound charade, to the audience. They're not allowed to use words or theme tunes or emerge to send physical clues. The quicker they guess what you're getting at, the more points you get.
Okay.
We've tried this round before in tests, and it's invariably been a disaster. But let's see if it all changes tonight.
Okay.
Who's up first, Diane?
Brett's up first.
Brett Goldstein, get behind the screen.
All right.
Rousing applause.
Pop the earphones on.
Suggesting some of these people might have seen this round of action before.
Earphones. Okay.
Is there a theme for this, Diane? What's the theme?
Oh, wars.
Wars? We've definitely done that in the past, and it was awful. Good luck, Brett. You ready?
So, hang on. What are the rules? I can't do music.
You just have to make noise.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have to guess what it is, and the quicker you get, the more points you get.
Beep, 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 pew, pew.
Theme is wars.
Pew. Yeah, that's it.
There we go.
Well done.
It was mercifully quick.
Yeah.
Does he do another one, or is that it, Diane?
Yeah, there's another one.
All right.
Yeah.
Take it away, Brett.
Okay, here we go.
You all right, mate? Can someone check him? Are you trying to commit suicide by swallowing your own tongue? Because this will end the show. It's not worth it. What are you trying to do?
You're doing really badly. What is that? What is that?
Diane, are there any clues? Can you give them some clues or something? The audience, I mean, they'd...
All right.
Don't just sigh at them. Okay, it's in a podcast, Diane. You're just flapping your... You're flapping your hands on either side of your face.
The people that have paid and turned up.
I know, but what does it mean if you're just flapping your hand around your face? What does that mean?
That noise.
Fish wars. Ooh. Fish wars? Fish wars. Is that right, Diane?
Almost.
What does that mean?
What type? A type, different type of fish. No, smaller one. That you eat with chips.
Cod wars.
That was it.
Cod wars
is right. Pretty obscure stuff.
Never works.
I mean, that is a genuine conflict.
Never works.
In which the UK went up against Iceland for fishing rights in the North Atlantic. I don't think anyone died in the 50s and 60s. Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh.
Phil, good luck in there, mate.
Thank you.
Is it the same theme? Is it wars again? Or?
No, for Phil, it's appliances.
Appliances, good. Lawnmower? Tumble dryer?
Tumble dryer!
That's right. Extraordinary. Well done, Phil.
Very good.
Did you get another one?
Oh.
I don't know why you look at me, mate. I've got no idea. Scanner?
No, it's not a scanner. Think bigger. Think bigger and colder. Fridge. It's a fridge, yes!
It's a fridge, yeah.
Hold on.
How did they crack that little puzzle? Audience, give yourselves a round of applause. Points from that round, Diane?
Points are Brett has 35, Phil has 698 points.
We have not done anything like what we intended to do. We're nearly out of time, so we've just got enough time to do a sudden death panic round. Let's have the jingle. Panic, 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 panic. Okay, it's fingers on buzzers. Are you ready for your final buzz? Sudden death, one question. Are you ready, contestants?
Yeah.
Here's your question.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Do either of you think you could help me get into films and stuff? Greg Alstein.
Jingles.
Is the right answer! Does that mean he's the winner, Diane? Who's the winner?
Not yet. Have we done the right at the end?
Is That's it, yeah.
All right. I think Phil's the winner, isn't he?
All right.
Sorry, mate.
But have we got a sort of, I want to sort of treat Brett well. Is there some sort of nice sort of prize we could give him? Sort of runner-up? Call him a runner-up? Do you want a dip down?
You did throw one at me, but I missed.
Have a dip down, mate. Are we going to play the victory jingle for Phil? Should we play the victory jingle? Oh, come on. Come on, mate. Is that it?
Thanks. Thanks, Ted.
I mean, it feels flat, but that is literally the end of the show. Have we got a round of applause for your winning?
Oh. Yeah.
And for your loser?
We can stay at the Mario.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming to Mr. Game Show. Keep the applause going while I thank our contestants, Phil Wang and Brett Goldstein, my co-host Diane Morgan, on sound, Alex Fedman, our producer, Joel Porter, our host, our theatre, Dave, is on the TV channel. I've been my most next. Thank you and good night. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Would you give your mum, dad, aunt, or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video.
Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got 6 comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos, and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What? I know what this one is.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising people.
Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.